Here's a thought I'll title, To Know a Photographer, which is the result of a fascinating email exchange I had with a Lenswork reader who asked me for examples of photographers that I particularly liked and were there any images that I might recommend from that photographer. I put together what I thought was a very short list of about 20 images from this photographer that I thought were worth looking at, worth studying. And the answer I got back was that he didn't have time to do 20 images. He was fulfilling a school assignment, and he needed to write about 3 images. And that got me thinking. I don't think you can know a photographer from 3 images. You can know a tiny bit about a photographer from 3 images, but if you really want to learn from a photographer and study their approach to fine art photography as a medium of personal expression, it seems to me that you need to look at more than 3 images. And then I realized there are so many photographers that I think I know because one of their images has become important to me. But I'm a fool to think so. People are really complicated, and photographers are at least as complicated as people, pun intended. I've come to believe knowing a photographer is not something we can do instantaneously and certainly not do with a small number of images. I've come to believe that in order to really know a photographer, even a little, we need to study at least a couple dozen images or more. One of the great reasons to invest in a monograph of a photographer you really appreciate is that they'll have lots and lots of images in there, 100, 150, 200 images, and that gives you a much more rounded view of a photographer's creative approach. And I might also add that I think it's better if your examination of a few dozen or more images covers at least a decade or so of their creative life. People change. Photographers change. Artists change. We mature. And I guess I would cringe to think that someone would look at a photograph that I made in 1975 and think they know something about my photographic life or the creative path I've traveled over the last 50 years. I've talked before about the project I did where I assembled my top 66 images when I was 66 years old. That's a much better survey of who I am as a photographer. And I think the same could be said of anybody. If you look at lots of images over a long period of time, you're likely to learn more, you're likely to see more, you're likely to understand their growth and their creative path far more than if you limit your examination to an image here, an image there, a dozen images here or there. You might ask, why is it so important to know any photographer in depth like that? Can't we just appreciate individual images and move on? Well, yeah, as consumers, I suppose we can. We either like it or we don't. Thumbs up, thumbs down. We want to hang it on our walls or we don't. But appreciating an aesthetic expression is a different thing than studying someone's creative path so we can learn about the process of being an artist, the process of growing through our chosen medium like photography. It's more than a question of, do you like this image or that image, or do you like this photographer or that photographer? It's a much deeper process than that, which includes questions like, why? What is there about that photographer that you find so appealing? Is that something you want to try to incorporate in your own work without copying, but maybe being inspired by someone's creative path? If it's true, as I've mentioned before, that art making is a process, then doesn't it make sense there's something for us to learn by observing someone else's process? And that's likely to be more revealed to us when we study a number of different photographers and a large number of their images created over a period of time.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.